Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Captain's America Third Watch Wednesday morning edition. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and a satellite. And a special shout out goes out to our active duty military veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the third watch, especially the over-the-road truck drivers, and I do mean everybody else that's working on the third watch, thank you so very much for keeping America rolling along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter the same way. We're also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us right now from California, the land of milk and honey, fruits and nuts, and every now and then a little decent weather, we've got the professor of politics, Kyle Warren.
All right, thank you very much. Hello, Captain. Hello, everybody.
Yes, indeedy. And it's 50 degrees where I'm at right now, so they're not going to stand out there very long. There they go. They're starting to move inside. But it may not get much colder as the night goes along here in Tampa Bay. To the north it might, but not where I'm at. We'll see. We'll have to wait and see. Okay, are you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, we've had a couple of shootings. The most recent one involves two police officers in Clayton County, Georgia. Now, apparently there's been eight people shot, including these two police officers. One is in critical condition. We understand the suspect has been shot and killed, and the other police officer has suffered non-life-threatening wounds. What can you tell us about what's going on?
Well, that's right, Captain. Of course, the officers were taken to a local hospital there, and we don't know exactly what happened other than to say that the officers evidently were called into a situation. We don't know all the details of that at this time, but obviously they got into what's being described as a very serious firefight, essentially.
Yeah.
And but we do know that the suspect is dead. We don't have any other information, unfortunately, at this time. This occurred on a place called Biscayne Boulevard there in Clayton County, Georgia.
And, of course, we had the horrible school shooting yesterday in Oxford, Michigan, where the 15-year-old went in, fired 15 to 20 rounds, we understand, two or three magazines of ammunition used up in a pistol, and killed three young people and wounded six more.
That's right. Those that were killed, Captain, they include a 16-year-old, a 14-year-old, and a 17-year-old. This is, again, just a terrible, terrible tragedy. We understand that the authorities actually stopped this 15-year-old shooter as he came down the hall. He had a 9-millimeter handgun with him, and he had 7 rounds of live ammunition still after his rampage. He's not said anything at this time. He has asked for legal representation, and there is, Captain, of course, the very distinct possibility in this that this person will be tried as an adult.
Well, I given the circumstances, I think that's a tremendous idea because, again, this is obviously premeditated every stretch of the imagination here, because he went in there with the intent to kill people.
Yes, exactly right. And we understand that one of the young boys that was killed in this shooting actually died in the patrol car. One of the deputies was trying to rush him to the hospital. Again, goes to show when the police arrive, they do everything possible to try to save lives.
Yes, they do. And then again, the other big story that broke last night after dinner time was Chris Cuomo was out at CNN. Fredo is gone.
And gone just like that. After it's, you know, they're doing an investigation, they say, as to what, if any, role that Chris Cuomo played in using his journalistic contacts to, quote, dig up dirt, basically, on the accusers of his brother, then governor of the state of New York, Andrew Cuomo. So this is a very, very big deal, Captain, not only for CNN, but for the investigations themselves. Of course, whatever kind of jeopardy that Chris Cuomo could be in legally also, I think, is very, very distinct.
Well, a couple of the witnesses complained that the media had been tipped off about them, and they came from Chris Cuomo, and that's how this all got started. And if that indeed is exactly what happened, then he's done. Not only will CNN get sued, but so won't Cuomo. And there's some other possible things that could happen as well.
Well, exactly right. And, of course, even through COVID, Captain, you know, we watched the two brothers there sort of yucking it up about COVID and COVID tests and the giant nasal swab and all these kinds of things. Meanwhile, this kind of stuff is going on. People, they do not appreciate this. It doesn't sit well with them.
Yep. Okay, I hear the music coming up in my ear, folks. That's the first segment of the Captain's America Third Watch for a Wednesday morning. We're coming right back with more. And, oh, by the way, it's a beautiful day in my neighborhood here, 50 degrees and clear skies. Hopefully you're doing all right where you're at. But we'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere. The Captain's America Third Watch rolls on.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Forget to set your calendar to join Captain Matt Bruce for Lunch with the Captain this Thursday at Nixon's Groveside Cafe in Bradenton from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. Meet some great people, have stimulating conversation, and enjoy some great food. After all, Nixon's is the home of the Captain's Club. That's Nixon's Groveside Cafe at Nixon's Fruit Farms, located at 2525 27th Street East in Bradenton. Come on out and see the Captain, and we'll see you there.
All right. Thank you very much, Kyle, and I'm looking forward to that because I can't wait to get my hands on that Captain's Club again. All righty. This portion of the program brought to you by MyPillow.com. Of course, that's Mike Lindell's company, and MyPillow.com is the perfect place for your Christmas shopping needs because they got several hundred items there, something for everybody in your family, by the way, including your pets. Yep, including your pets. They've got dog beds, and they've got different things for the dogs or cats there that you can take a look and see if that would work for you. But MyPillow is that the product is there. It's in inventory. You don't need to worry about whether or not you'll be able to find it or not. It's in inventory. So go to the website, MyPillow.com. You'll see stuff on the homepage. And again, it'll say a price with promo code. Well, the promo code is always going to be Captain. Very simple. The promo code's going to be Captain. Now, they do have a radio listener specials page where they have a lot more items, okay? And you'll be able to see the items that are on that page when you double-click on the logo link, and it'll just astound you at what you see because there's some insanely low prices on that page. Again, promo code is always going to be Captain. Now, if you don't want to give your order on the Internet because you're afraid that somebody might get your information off the computer or something like that, you can call them up. Their number is 800-641-5459. You'll get a live person, be able to talk to them, ask any questions, and order that way, 800-641-5459. So The website is MyPillow.com. The promo code is always going to be Captain. And the phone number is 800-641-5459. Very simple. MyPillow.com, promo code Captain, phone number 800-641-5459. And go over there and take advantage of the stuff, and you'll be able to get it in plenty of time for Christmas. Okay, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, Joe Biden obviously wanted his COVID vaccine mandate for the healthcare workers to go through. The problem seems to be it might not be legal. Well, as a result, a federal judge in Delaware, that's Biden's home state, correct?
Right.
Ruled not just the 10 states that had originally sued, but ruled that all across the country, this healthcare workers' COVID vaccine mandate will be put on the shelf for at least for a while. And the workplace mandate has been halted immediately across America by this judge in Delaware.
That's exactly right, Captain. And what judge, the judge's name is Doherty, Judge Terry A. Doherty, in the U.S. District Court, Western District of Louisiana, basically said the following. He said, if the executive branch is allowed to usurp the power of the legislative branch to make laws, two of the three powers conferred by our Constitution would be in the same hands. Went on to say, if human nature and history teach anything, it is that civil liberties face grave risk when governments proclaim indefinite states of emergency. So the idea is that the Biden administration just does not have the constitutional authority to make an end run around Congress.
Now, this judge, Terry Doughty, decision followed the identical ruling Monday, the day before, by the Missouri U.S. District Judge Matthew Shelp. But Shelp's decision was only for the covered 10 states. This is for the rest of the country.
Well, that's right. And so, again, what's happening to the Biden administration, they're running into a constitutional wall, as it were. And you know, this is one of the reasons, Captain, why the separation of powers even exists. Otherwise, Joe Biden could simply decide to do anything he wanted to do and couch it with the phraseology that this is for public safety or what have you. And it's not quite as, and he might even actually say, well, it's not as efficient as the people in China could be and so forth, as he's often touted about how democracies can't react as fast as authoritarian structures. But the answer isn't to somehow have him simply become the authoritarian structure. We have a system. We have to abide by it. Otherwise, it crumbles.
Now, Joe Biden was in Minnesota yesterday, up there touting the Build Back Better bill, trying to push that along. And there was a big, fancy, shiny, white Peterbilt sitting behind him on the stage. Did you see that?
Right, right.
He got into a conversation with some folks before he gave his speech, talking about his days as a truck driver. Well, there's just one little problem with that story. There is no record of Joe ever having had a chauffeur's license, which is what he would have had to have had at the time, to drive a semi. And without the license, you can't drive the semi. So he's just blowing smoke again, trying to make it sound like he's Uncle Joe from Kokomo or whatever, and he's lying to the people again with the same old stuff.
Well, and it's also very disturbing, Captain, because obviously this whole story was refuted once before when he
already
used it.
More than once.
Yes, and you know, but it's almost as if, well, we just don't want to tell him, you know, we don't want to keep telling him that because he might get upset or something. But it is, all kidding aside, if he's out telling the same kinds of stories that he should know are not real, then that is a cause for concern.
And something else that he needs to be concerned about is over three dozen lawsuits have been filed in U.S. courts challenging President Joe Biden's mandates forcing the COVID injections on businesses and healthcare workers and other folks, a clear overreach of Biden's constitutional authority.
Well, right, and that is the central question, isn't it? It's whether or not our elected officials, even under presidential powers, or even under the state of emergency, you know, how long does it go? How can it be justified? And again, this isn't about the efficacy of vaccines, et cetera. It's about how the president can wield power in this way, and that is a central question. It goes back. It's a question from the very inception of our country and the very formation of the Constitution with the Constitutional Convention. The founding fathers had tried at the very least to anticipate these kinds of things that on the, you know, and in this case on the surface as well, you're trying to protect the public and so forth. But they were very concerned with despotism.
Yeah,
very, very much so.
Yeah. Now there's a report coming from China. The People's Republic of China said, and I quote, "Does the U.S. have the moral authority or legitimacy to host a summit for democracy, which is something they are doing?"
Well, does the U.S. have the moral authority? Well, of course it does. Does it have the legitimacy? Of course it does. These kinds of tactics, Captain, are no different than the old Soviet Union. Anybody else who would criticize the United States, because it does represent democracy and self-governance and so forth, they are the authoritarians. And of course they're going to say stuff like this, because again, they have to diminish the United States. The United States is the one to beat. They don't go attacking other countries in this fashion.
Now, I don't know if you saw this or not, but last night on Hannity, Dr. Mehmet Oz, who's the Dr. Oz from television fame, announced he's running for the U.S. Senate as a Republican in the great state of Pennsylvania.
Well, that's right. And so this could be a very, very big development and so forth. And he's 61 years old. He's a well-renowned surgeon and so forth, and obviously has enormous name recognition going into this. What we understand, it could even be a pickup seat to some degree.
Well, his strength, of course, is his medical background, because he wants to help the people out with their insurance and allow the insurance companies to dictate what happens and not the government. He said the government should not be involved in this, number one. And number two, he's also got a very strong business background, and he wants to help in that respect, too. I think he'll do very well. We'll see what the people of Pennsylvania think, but he has announced that he is running for the U.S. Senate in Pennsylvania.
Well, that's right, and he also, I think, has a very big bone to pick with the notion of the politicalization of what happened with the response to COVID-19.
That's right.
The history of politics and medicine, and he's got a way to talk about both of them, absolutely.
That's right. Okay, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch, bottom of the hour. You're going to hear some news headlines, a couple of commercials, and then we'll be right back. So don't go anywhere. Kathy's going to take us to break and give you the phone number.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
I learned about a school shooting in Michigan.
President Joe Biden, who is holding an event at the White House just as news broke of a mass shooting at a high school in Michigan.
We learned, as we learned the full details, my heart goes out to the families enduring the unimaginable grief of losing a loved one.
Biden referring to an incident at a high school in Michigan where three students were shot and killed by a 15-year-old student who opened fire for unknown reasons at Oxford High School, north of Detroit. Oakland County Undersheriff Mike McCabe says six people were wounded, one of them a teacher. Stocks tanking on Wall Street after the chairman of the Fed testifies on Capitol Hill and says inflation will continue to be a problem until at least the middle of next year. And he also said that new variant of the coronavirus could also affect the U.S. economy. And this is USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Well, thank you very much, Kyle, and we do have growing pains. We'll be adding a few more stations here in the not-too-distant future. We'll be telling you who they are and where they are, and can't wait. All right, well, this portion of the program brought to you by my friends over at Relief Factor. Had a conversation about Relief Factor yesterday with some of the guys that were over there at Mission Barbecue for lunch, and simply put, I've been taking it for well over 6 years. The product works for me. It's all natural, and the ingredients in it are what do the trick. Turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, which helps to support the body's natural response to inflammation to lower or eliminate pain associated with whatever the problem is you've got going on. Now, Relief Factor underlines the targets the underlying problem areas from four different metabolic pathways to alleviate pain at the source. It is 100% drug-free. It is 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports the regularization of key enzymes and proteins. And it also helps to support the healing process and bring back the healthy joints and muscles that you hope to have. Now, it only costs $19.95 for the three-week quick start. You go to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain. That gets it all started, $19.95, and away you go. Because after all you have to lose is pain. Right, Kyle?
That's right. Absolutely.
All right. Twitter's new CEO is apparently going to be worse than the one that left. Did you hear what he said?
I sure did.
What did he say?
Well, you know, he talked about the idea that one of the things that they're gonna focus less, he said, about thinking about free speech, because the times have changed, basically, is what he said. And then he also said, quote, our role is not to be bound by the First Amendment, but our role is to serve a healthy public conversation, and our moves are reflective of what the things that they believe will lead to healthier public conversation.
Yeah.
He just wants to emphasize what he called, Captain, who can be heard.
In other words, the First Amendment free speech means nothing on Twitter.
Yeah, doesn't apply here. Just doesn't apply. Now, I understand it's a private platform, but Captain, this is very, very this is very concerning, because the notion that somehow from some authoritarian way you can decide what people should hear, well, that again makes them a publisher, doesn't it? Does that mean, are they a platform,
well,
or are they coming up with things that you can hear and that you can't hear?
There's a very radical appointee sitting in the wings for the FCC. And one of the things that she would do is work on this sort of problem where they would decide who could talk and what they could say. And that's her forte. And she's written a number of pieces and given a number of speeches about this. Very, very radical. And I hope to hell the Senate does not allow her appointment to go through.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. I think that when it comes to the idea of the marketplace of ideas, you know, I'm not afraid of it, Captain, and neither are you, and neither are so many of the people listening to the program.
No.
We're not afraid of taking on radical, you know, ideas that are just alien ideologies to the United States system, to
right.
Our constitutional republic.
Yep.
We're not afraid of that. We're not afraid to talk to people about it, and we're not afraid to let the best idea, which is America, rise to the top. It always will, whether you're the Soviet premier, you know, of yesteryear, or if you're the Chinese leader, or if you're somebody else who's coming along and saying, you know, I think we could probably get back and just bring in these old time socialist and or communist ideas and repackage them and then call everybody a racist and they can't ever say anything to us. Well, that's not going to work too good.
Now, the Fed Chairman Powell said, and I quote, factors pushing inflation upward will linger well into next year. As a result, the stock market dropped off considerably.
It did. One of the things, Captain, they've been trying to tell us for a while now is that inflation is transitory, meaning that it's going to level out. It's, in fact, somebody actually told me this the other day. Well, it's going to, middle of next year, it's going to start getting a lot better. I'm wondering why. Why would you even begin to think that, given what we see with our own eyes right now? And also this idea of it being transitory, somehow that the inflation that's happening now isn't going to really impose real permanent damage in our economy. They've now, at least I think Powell was saying, maybe we should retire that phrase, and at the very least, that's a good thing, because it's not. All indications are it's likely not going to be transitory, and I know why it wouldn't be at this point, because the Biden administration is going to continue to do these horrible policy moves that's going to hurt everybody.
Well, I said it before, and I'm going to say it again. They need to get our energy problems under control. Namely, green machines, bed sheets on rollerboards, roller skateboards, and electric cars are not the answer to what ails us. We are going to continue to use fossil fuels well into the future. And as a result, we're going to have gasoline-burning cars. Consequently, we need to get the damn price of gasoline back down again. And Stephen Moore, an economist, said that Joe Biden's dirty little secret is he wants higher gasoline prices because in his demented mind, he thinks that's going to force people to go buy electric vehicles sooner rather than later.
Well, right. I think that is a big part of it. And they don't care how much it costs, and they don't care how much it costs the citizenry to actually have to go out and actually do something like that when it's completely impractical on a large scale like that. And also, Captain, I think that to a great degree, when you're not energy independent, it means that our foreign policy suffers. We can't actually make the moves that we need to make or should have to make given the world in which we live if we're not energy independent. President Trump actually got us there, basically.
Yes, he did.
And so we would be able to write our own ticket in defending our allies, especially in the Middle East, namely Israel, for example, and also to bring together other Arab states against real troublemakers like Iran. And they don't want them to gain control over the Middle East either. But if we're not energy independent, we can't be subservient to countries that hate us just to get oil from them.
Well, that's true. And again, yesterday we saw the price of oil go down because of the comments that were made by Mr. Powell and others about inflation. And West Texas crude again dropped $3.77 a barrel down to $66.18. Brent crude dropped down $2.87 a barrel down to $70.57. Futures went back down to $76 a barrel. And get this, the price of gasoline is $1.98 at the refinery, and the price of diesel is $2.06 at the refinery with the federal taxes built in.
That's right. That's right. And I've actually seen a little bit of easing in my area here in Southern California over the last 24 or 48 hours or so, where the gas prices seem to come down a little bit. So that's at least a move in the
right direction. Yeah, our prices went down another 2 or 3 cents a gallon in our area here yesterday, down to around $3.20 was the cheapest I saw it. But it should be 20 cents a gallon lower than that based on what I just told you.
Well, precisely. And unfortunately, if the reason why gas prices in some part are coming down because there's fear of the Omicron variant and how that affects travel and so forth, that's not a really great reason to have the gas prices come down. The real good reason to get them down is by increasing the supply. And you do that by drilling, by putting the Keystone Pipeline back on.
That's
online,
right.
And you stop these policies that actually hurt the working people of this country.
That's right.
For real. Yeah.
Yep, that's right. Absolutely, positively correct. You're spot on with that one. And, folks, I'm talking to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. And, of course, we are on the program. Kyle's on the program 6 days a week. And we talk back and forth. Now, we're going to come back with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, take a look at the weather. But, folks, we're also going to tell you about Joe Biden's new plan and who's going to have to quarantine when they go out of the country and come back again. You're going to love this one. We'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shotgun?
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow, and that most everything costs more these days. But good news, high-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads, they provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay, also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar 4 or more times a day and inject insulin 3 or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. That alerts you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
This is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newman with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the Captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
It was Labor Day weekend, I was 17. I bought a Coke and some gasoline. And I drove out to the county fair. When I saw her for the first time, she was standing there in the ticket line. And it all started right then and there. Oh, sailor sky made a perfect sunset. And that's a day I'll never forget. I had a barbecue stain on my white t-shirt. She was killing me in that mini skirt. Skipping rocks on the river by the railroad tracks. She had a suntan line and red lipstick. I worked so hard for that first kiss. Now, hard don't forget. Something like that. Well, it was 5 years later on a southbound plane. I was headed down to New Orleans to meet some friends of mine for Mardi Gras. When I heard a voice from the past, coming from a few rows back. And when I looked, I couldn't believe just what I saw. She said, I bet you don't remember me. And I said, only every other memory. I had a barbecue stain on my white t-shirt. You were killing me in that mini skirt, skipping rocks on the river by the railroad tracks. You had a suntan line and red lipstick. I worked so hard for that first kiss, and a heart don't forget something like that. Like an old photograph, time can make a feeling fade, but the memory of the first love never fades. My white t-shirt, she was killing me in that mini skirt, skipping rocks on the river by the railroad. She had a suntan line and red lipstick. I worked so hard for that first kiss, and a heart don't forget. No, a heart don't forget. I said, a heart don't forget. Something like that.
Yeah, Tim McGraw, A Heart Don't Forget, something like that. I remember those days, Kyle.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, that was a good song. I like that.
I like that one, too. It's really cool.
Yep. Okay, well, I'm going to read the weather statement here, and then I'll turn it over to you. Soggy conditions with potential for minor river flooding and isolated landslides in western Washington again. Powerful winds as high as 100 miles an hour across the higher parts of Montana will continue. Holy smokes. Santa Ana winds will keep up the fire weather threats in California. And breezy and cold temperatures in the south again. Right now, I've got 49 degrees right here where I'm at, just outside the airport in Tampa, Florida. Your turn.
That's really something. And you're right, Captain. We continue to track these rains and potential flooding. Of course, this in northwestern Washington, the Seattle area flood watch continues on up towards the Canadian border there. This is going to go through December 2nd, Thursday morning, to about 9 o'clock in the morning there. There's got a third in a row atmospheric river that's been coming in through the Northern Cascades. That's been, of course, making it possible we're going to see some of that flooding that you were mentioning. So we're going to keep our eye on that. Looks like right now Seattle, Washington, has rain in the forecast for Wednesday. Rain returning looks like back on Saturday, so they get a couple of days off. But it's still a lot of water, and they can't take a whole lot more water for the saturated ground. That's right, high wind warnings. Very high wind warnings that are happening in Montana. This is going to be north of Helena and also near Bozeman, and then on up through central Montana as well, all the way to the Canadian border, where it continues on up into Canada, up towards Calgary, as a matter of fact. Also high winds near Cody, Wyoming, also near Laramie, Wyoming, and also along I-25. This is going to be near Wheatland there in Wyoming as well. Also, in Southern California, we've got a dense fog advisory. This is going to be in the Long Beach area, all the way up through Los Angeles, up through Santa Barbara, along the coast, up through Goleta as well. So if you're going up Highway 101, you want to be aware of that. And you mentioned the low temperatures, Captain. Well, out west, we've got an area of high pressure that's continuing to have some unseasonably warm conditions. They're breaking records in terms of where they were just a few years ago. For example, Great Falls, Montana is 8 degrees higher than it was since the last record of 60 degrees in 1969 this time of year. And then others as well that we're seeing, especially in the American Southwest. Yuma, Arizona checking in around 83 degrees, where their average is really 71. And also in Yakima, Washington, 64 degrees, where the average right now would be 42. So you definitely have this high pressure hanging around, and we'll keep an eye on it.
Okay, well, North Dakota, western part of North Dakota, the western half of the state, from Bismarck west to the Montana line, South Dakota, Rapid City, South Dakota, we do have some winds gusting around in there, too, with some unsettled weather conditions. We do have, once again, up here in the upper peninsula of Michigan, we've got gale warnings on the lakes up there, and we've got snow bouncing around up in the upper part of Michigan tonight, as well as right around Green Bay again. We've got a little area of snow trying to make its presence known there, lake effect, if you will. Up along Lake Ontario, from about north of Lake Oneida Lake, all the way up I-81 to the Thousand Island Bridge, you've got snow, lake effect snow there. Also into the Tug Hill Plateau. And then let me see here. We got some unsettled weather conditions for the mountains of Virginia and the mountains of West Virginia and Maryland, where we could have some snow in there as well, windy conditions as well. And then got a little bit of wind around Long Island and around Cape Cod, down towards Jersey again. Not as much as what we had the other day, but 15, 20-mile-an-hour wind anyway. And then North Carolina, once again, unsettled weather conditions there. Definitely some winds blowing across there, and we could have some unseasonably cold weather there tonight, as well as South Carolina, as well as Georgia, Alabama, Mississippi, the northern part of Louisiana, the panhandle of Florida. And as I said, I'm looking right now at the unofficial temperature where I'm at, 49 degrees in Tampa, Florida. It's colder than that to the north, and up there in the panhandle, we could have some temperatures, again, near the freezing mark. And that's what's going on here in Florida. You're getting the warm weather out there. We're getting the cold weather over here.
Exactly right, yes.
All right, tell us about the pilot and Flying J.
All right, folks, well, as we know, everything that we go to get at the store, anything, these kinds of things, they're all brought in by a truck. And, folks, if you're out there in a truck driving along the highways and byways tonight, there's no better place to stop in than the Pilot or the Flying J.
You betcha.
And you want to join the Drivers Club when you go there. As a matter of fact, they just opened a new Pilot in Fawcett, Missouri. This is along I-29. But professional drivers, what you can get after six fills, after you join the Drivers Club, download the My Rewards Plus app, you're going to get up to 4 points per gallon after just six fills. Try that with 15 with the other guys. So you definitely want to check out the Pilot or Flying J. Join the Drivers Club. Track your points. Build those points up. Be able to redeem them for all kinds of great stuff and supplies at the Pilot and Flying J. And if you're not a professional driver, pull into the Pilot or Flying J anyway, because you're going to find great food, great coffee, something cold to drink, something warm to drink, depending on where you are in the country. So definitely do that.
Yeah, and by the way, I want to say hello to our pals up there in Georgia, Don and Donna. They're up there. It's a little nippy around the edges there. And, of course, cowboylogic.us is their website. Go there, check it out, and see all the different things that they get themselves involved into. They're on YouTube. They've got a YouTube channel, and they have a lot of fun with Cowboy Logic. That's their program that they have. So, Kyle, hold that thought, folks. We'll be right back with more in the Captain's America Third Watch as we continue to ride along on a Wednesday morning here on the Radidio. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back with more, and Kyle Warren, too.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. Don't go anywhere.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535.
That's 802-341-4535.